Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed. Ken Moses wrote, "When we permit ourselves to risk, when we permit ourselves to have dreams, and it doesn't work out, the fear is that the pain will be so great, we will never permit ourselves to risk hoping or dreaming ever again." And I agree with him. The feeling of fear, for many of us, can rob us of our inner strength and our courage. And it affects how we even feel about ourselves. Many of us fear the present, and some of us fear the future. Many fears the exposure of their disability, or my favorite phrase is learning ability. And many of us fear that we will be judged, especially in the workplace. Why am I bringing this up? It didn't occur to me until recently, actually today, that my job, which requires me to do a lot of writing and deal with a lot of data, was impacting me because of my dyslexia. All I knew was that I wasn't satisfied, I wasn't being fulfilled on my job, and had considered looking for another job. However, the thing that kind of holds me back is I'm planning on retiring next year. So it's like, what do you want to do for a year? And because I work for the state, I was just going to look internal. But it was today that I thought, wow, I think what's going on with me is I'm having a dyslexic moment. And it's not so much that I don't really like my job. It's that my dyslexia, I'm going to use the word, is flaring up. And so I'm not feeling comfortable in my job because of all of the writing and the numbers, and I have to report out on the data. Now, I enjoy public speaking, but what I have found out is I don't enjoy what I'm public speaking about and the information that I'm sharing. And so you do fear risking getting out there and talking and speaking because you're afraid of making a mistake, which everyone does. But I don't know. I think when you have a learning ability, it just kind of compounds that, and you feel that the spotlight is on the learning ability. Now, which is interesting is that I haven't told anyone on my job that I have dyslexia, really for that reason, because I didn't want to feel judged. It's crazy, I know. To be honest with you, I wasn't only afraid of failure, but I was really afraid of measuring up. And I was tired of being afraid that I would make a mistake. Emotionally, I'm worn down. And if people knew the reason behind it, their opinion of me would change. Now, that's my thinking, because no one has said that and no one has given me that indication. Those are thoughts that I've just come up with, basically. And I've allowed them to take such shape and such form in my mind until I don't even look forward to going to work. I mean, seriously, people have no idea the courage it takes for some of us to show up, for us to do our job, for us to write that letter, or for us to read or give a report or whatever it may be. People have no idea the courage that it takes. And I also feared communicating with people because it's hard for me to talk and maintain eye contact. And if someone is talking to me, I have no problem. However, when I'm talking, I must concentrate on something else than the person's face. And this is even on Zoom. I have to look away. I'm concentrating so hard on not making a mistake as I talk, so I'm not stumbling all over my words, that I fear that people are thinking, with the lack of eye contact, that I'm not being honest. It just goes around in a circle. It's just like it's not ending. It's been a long time since I have experienced this level of fear where it relates to dyslexia. And I didn't even realize that what was going on until today. When I was thinking about it, I said, wow, that's what's been going on. So that helps me because I know the giant that I face, but also know that God is bigger than the giant. And I was thinking about David and Goliath and how he took him down. He didn't run away from Goliath. He ran to him. And he was so determined. Actually, David was a little indignant that the giant had spoke ill of his God. And so he wasn't having that. And so he ran to the battle. That gave me such courage to do the same thing. And I want to read something to you. And this is coming out of the book I wrote on dyslexia many years ago. And it says, keep moving forward. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knoweth right well. How precious also are the thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sands. When I awake, I am still with thee. What a precious promise. You know, when I read Psalms 139, and that's where it comes from. No matter what the issue is, no matter what you're facing, God can still say that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, the word is full of those precious promises. But like any type of gift you're given, if you don't unwrap the box, if you don't take it out, if you don't use it, it's useless. It's just something pretty to look at, and it really benefits you not. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, how can I or you be fearfully and wonderfully made if we can't read? Well, that's simple. Dyslexia is not who we are. Therefore, stop focusing on what the world has determined to be our inabilities and start looking at all of the abilities and discover all of our possibilities, not in spite of dyslexia, but because of it. We can use all of the courage we have, all of that strength God has given us, use them as stepping stones to reach the height and the potential that Christ intends for us to have. There is really no stopping us. If we really believe in God and what He has said about us in His Word, that promise was meant for you and for me. And we just simply need to believe it. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And how precious are God's thoughts towards us? When we believe that, then we can watch our fears simply fade away. Yes, I still have some insecurities around my writing and spelling and word pronunciations. But today, right now, after rereading God's Word and choosing to believe that He means what He says about me, I no longer am robbed of my peace that I was all week long. I can speak tomorrow, the next day, in a large group, in a small group. I can read aloud, whether I make a mistake or not, because God is with me. And I am learning, daily learning, to give dyslexia over to God. And so what if I make a mistake? Who doesn't? I am reminding myself and reminding you that God is with us. He has not left us, nor has He forsaken us. And it's not the end of the world. Christ is constantly, daily teaching us and equipping us with new coping skills. the ones that are lasting, the ones that are healing, the ones that make a real difference, and the ones that do not rob us of our peace. Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them. For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archive shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.